For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. Thankfully, we don't have the poaching problems other parts of the world have, but any poaching is bad for the future of hunting. I bristle when news reporters or documentary narrators use the words poacher and hunter interchangeably. There's a huge difference between the two. A hunter is a person who follows the laws governing the take of wild game and holds himself or herself to even higher standards of ethics as well. A poacher doesn't care about the laws, the future of the animals he kills, or the damage he does to the ecosystem, the reputation of law-abiding hunters, or anything else. In some parts of the world, poachers kill for money. They shoot rhinoceros and elephants and take the horns and tusks, or they strip off the hides of leopards and panthers. They then sell these items on the black market and then go out and kill more animals. Last week, there was even a report of poachers breaking into a zoo in Paris, killing a rhino and cutting off its horn with a chainsaw. Closer to home, poachers often kill for the thrill more than money. I'm sure there's a black market for parts from animals we have in Wyoming, but it's not as well publicized. But whether those people are killing animals for money or just to make themselves feel cool for a few minutes, they're still poaching. And it needs to stop. Poaching damages more than the animals killed. It also causes non-hunters to think poorly of lawful hunters. This is evident by news reports of poachers where reporters use the word hunter when they're talking about the poachers. Poachers are not hunters. They're criminals. They're assassins. They're scum. Let's do all we can to curtail poaching. Don't hunt with people who break the law, and turn in those you see doing it. The future of hunting may depend on it. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.